B-Pod Studios.
So it's Tuesday, right?
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Excuse me. I must get up now.
Why now? After all this time.
After all this time, why now?
Some of us have jobs to get to.
What you do for a job is not really a great way to make a living, you know?
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Well, we might as well get this over with.
Yep, let's go.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It is 5:39 and 38 degrees. You guys have that?
38? Yeah, about that.
And up to 49 again today. It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I mean,
just like yesterday.
I'm very happy about it, yeah. But it's weird.
But fret not. I know you are concerned with the global climate. But
I am.
This weekend, it'll be Saturday, sunny and 33. Feel
okay,
better?
I feel much better.
Do you feel better with that?
Yes.
Good.
I don't believe a groundhog. I believe science.
You believe science. Snow showers on Sunday. So there you have
it. Oh, good. All right, we're back.
So you feel better.
We're back.
See,
woo. All right.
Enjoy the end of days. You're going to be warm and nice.
I'm going to my old college this weekend.
Oh, where's that?
UMass Amherst.
Oh, is there a party?
Posts, everyone.
What's going on?
No, but there's going to be.
Yes, there is. She's back. What's happening there?
Oh, I just have to go with my husband to something, but I was like, I'll go.
Oh, it's an official? Good.
I'll go because I haven't been back in 20 years.
That's fun. That's
is
good.
It'll be
fun.
I think things are changed.
Yeah.
Changed.
Everything's going to seem small.
Yes.
Right?
Except that campus is pretty big. I just think that I'm going to go and all the bars I used to go to will be gone and replaced.
Sad. Life goes on. Life goes on. I'm going to be at the boat show Saturday.
Oh, you are?
Ooh. Yeah.
Saturday fun. Fun.
Convention Center.
That's very forward thinking of you. Summer, boats.
No, they're paying me.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't. Yeah,
no, I can't.
Oh, you planned the boat show. That's when you have the boat show.
No, they're making me go. No,
yeah. No, that's fun.
No, I'm actually looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
Where
you
is
like
it?
Boats?
It's at the convention center.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Do you get to get in each boat?
I hope so.
Yeah, that'll
Isn't
be
Isn't that fun just to see what, you know.
Yeah, I went last year. They had some giant yachts in there.
Did you see them towing up 93 yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a big place.
Like below deck.
It's huge.
Not quite that big.
Okay,
pretty
not
big.
That right.
pretty big.
Yesterday they were towing them up 93, and they had a lot of them had to have police escorts. They're that big.
Ooh, that's fancy.
Huge. That's pretty fancy. I like to get in those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't you like they make you take your shoes off.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if I wear boat shoes?
No.
Not even
for the fancy ones. You have to take your shoes off.
Wow, jeez. No,
you got to watch more Bravo.
For what good a boat shoes? I'd like to go below deck.
No, yeah, exactly.
All right. Anyway, it's 5:42. Like we said, it's going to be 49 today, and we celebrate. It's National Thank a Mailman Day. Do you know your mailman's name or mail person?
Robert?
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Hard to
I
think
of.
So. Yeah, well,
it's,
get to know.
We miss each other.
Yeah.
We have like one of those, you know, relationships where it's like, hey,
yeah,
hey.
Well, just thank him today. Just
okay,
say, hey.
I will.
Hey, thanks. Good.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
Lately, I've been feeling so cool.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's 6:19 and 38 degrees in Boston, up to 49 today. All right, LBF, what's cool?
The Oscar swag bag.
Oh, yes.
You won't believe what's in the gift bag.
It's ridiculous.
It's sinful.
It really is. You know, I am with you. So here we go again.
An honor just to be nominated.
That's it. I'm good. Thank you. Where's my bag? Brian, what do you got?
You know, if you use the Google Maps or Waze, somebody hacked this in an amazing way you're not going to believe.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can't wait to hear that story because it's just amazing to me how people have so much time on their hands.
Yeah.
All right. And today is the day. You have to make a certain either phone call or go online and do it.
Okay.
Or you're going to lose out on the romance. Now I guess.
I was going to guess colonoscopy, but
No. Clean slate. Clean slate.
Oh, my.
All right. Brought to you by Riviere University Online. Earn a flexible, affordable online degree from Riviere University. Choose from career-focused programs in business, nursing, psychology, public health, and more. Degrees feature experts, plus faculty's amazing, generous transfer credit options and academic excellence. Get started at RivieraRadio.com.
Okay, as you Brian said, it's an honor just to be nominated, because if you are nominated for an Oscar, you go home with a swag bag to end all swag bags. This six-figure gift bag this year, it's valued at $215,000, up nearly $70,000 from last year's hauls. Last year's haul. Oh, my God. I'm just reading it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, you know what's in that? In it? The big stuff. 12-day cruise on the Scenic Eclipse, a yacht for 220 guests with butler service, two helicopters, and a spa.
They each get that?
Yes. Each valued
These are nominees?
70, yes. $78,000. Wow. Let's see. A romantic getaway in a Spanish lighthouse converted into a luxury hotel. That's $1,800 a night. A year's membership to a matchmaking service, $20,000. $25,000 worth of cosmetic treatments and rejuvenation. And then there's the little things that just cost a ton, like a meditation headband by Muse for $250. Who needs that?
Mm. Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, you could have a CBD drinks party. Mm. And then a 150...
Who gets these? Is just the best actor or actress?
All 24 nominees.
Of best... actor supporting and... Okay.
Yeah, it's...
Got it.
Yes. For the actors and director.
And directors.
So the people who do, like, the cinematography get nothing. But the... It's kind of awful.
So, yeah. That's good to know. That's what Brad Pitt is going to be getting.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you. Glenn Close last year, she had it donated to a women's shelter, at least the money from.
They must read
it. But some people use it, including Amy Adams, and then they tweet about it.
Like give it to their makeup person or something? Or?
Yeah. Well, no. Maybe some of them do. I know that Viola Davis took the Kauai vacation at Koala Landing Resort, and she tweeted about it, so everyone was happy.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on.
Good. Good to know.
Isn't that
good for them?
Good for them. I'm a little sickened by it, but whatever.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, you know, you use your Google Maps or Waze and you're going somewhere and, you know, a traffic jam will pop up and it'll reroute you.
Yes.
It go a different way.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, this guy in Germany... His name is, let's see, where did his name go?
Hans.
Simon Weckert.
Yes.
He decided to hack Google Maps. And what he did, because, you know, he just wanted to kind of mess with them. So right in front of Berlin's headquarters of Google, he took a little red wagon and 99 cell phones. He opened all the cell phones up to Google Maps, put them in the wagon, and walked down the street really slowly. It caused a virtual traffic jam on Google Maps, rerouted cars from the area because it thought there was a traffic jam on the street.
So people were going other
way. So people were going all over.
Oh, my God.
And the people at Google said, yes, we do use, you know, devices in the area to confirm traffic jams. So, you know, we're looking into how to stop this type of hack.
Where did Hans get 99
cell phones?
I don't know, but look at that.
That's crazy. Fun fact.
Isn't that amazing?
Fun fact, I never knew that that's how it worked.
You didn't know that it's.
I had no idea that Waze and Google Maps did traffic stuff through your phone.
Yeah, how'd you think they did?
I just thought it was like, I don't know, like planes and.
Trains.
And no, helicopters and satellites that saw like the traffic jam.
Yeah, they called Google?
I truly did.
No, it's your phone. That's what
I had no idea.
You know, it's tracking you at all times.
Where we go. All right. Speaking of your phone, use it today if you are romantic. Like Brian and I are.
That's right.
That's right.
Thanks
Today's
for that,
the day.
Bob.
Today is the day where you must start making your dinner reservations for Valentine's Day. According to a new study by Open Table, the majority of diners wait until 10 days or less in advance to make reservations. So every day from now until then, it multiplies and getting more and more difficult to get your table. Today is the day.
And it's on a Friday night.
Oh, my goodness, even more.
So that's crazy.
I'm escaping this Valentine's Day for dinner. We're hosting it.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to have a Valentine's dinner.
That's super nice.
I did not get my invitation.
So my invitation, I was just going to say, that's so...
Oh, you didn't get it yet?
No, not yet.
Well, today's the 4th. So. You don't get it today.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's getting normal again.
You want? I see.
I don't want it to be cold, but I also don't want the end of days.
When you go for your walk,
yes, I do my stroll.
You go for your stroll with Barry.
Yep.
You know, you don't want it too cold.
No.
Yeah.
I'd have to walk briskly.
You don't want to do that. No.
Nope.
You like to stroll and whistle. You want to be able, can you still whistle
yes.
while you work out? Okay. People don't care about milestones like getting married anymore. Did you hear this? There's a survey went out. 61% of Americans say a lot of the traditional life, like the milestones that were typically American, are losing interest in today's generation, such as buying a house, right? Getting married, saving for retirement, having kids, or getting engaged. 61% say
all of them are a hassle.
That's what they're saying.
Well, they're expensive.
They're delaying them or they're not going to do them.
It's a hassle. All of it. I mean, if you think about it, a home ownership is just ridiculous. I mean, just it's so expensive, and it just sucks the life out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Same for kids.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, marriage, 50% don't work. That is not the greatest union to get into, if you think about it. I mean, if you're not, you know, I'm not being negative. I am
I'm just saying,
if you look at it through that way, and then you've got these kids are saddled with their school loans.
That's the big problem. Yeah. They say the reasons why, not being financially stable, personal insecurities, being with a partner who doesn't prioritize things, and like you said, paying off student loans are just like the big anchor around kids.
Yeah.
And families.
It's as much as a house.
As much as a house. Right?
More.
Yep. Could be. But what's scary about it is our whole American life, that's the foundation.
House. Yeah, we're switching things up.
Yeah,
that's my new motto, America. Switching things up.
You know what?
Wow.
Spoken from the woman who has a bar in her living room.
Yeah.
Right.
Who made her living room a bar. You are switching things up.
I know. I'm switching things
up. You are. But that's kind of scary, though.
Well, I mean,
61% want it.
It's a little scary because that's what we've always known, but maybe there'll be a new normal that's kind of nice. Look at me being positive.
Well, I need someone to buy my house.
That's true.
You know,
I know, if you think about
that's it. Who's going to buy your house if they don't care? They want tiny little houses.
Good point. I'd be stuck with my house
you
for the rest of my life.
Nice bar in that house. Because that's what they want. All right. It's 6:30 coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Let's do some dirty laundry.
Oh, you know what? The Jessica Simpson book, Open Book, which is not obviously a direction. It's the name of the book, is fascinating. You won't believe who she wanted to hook up with when she was married to Nick Lachey.
And she admits it.
Well, yeah.
Wow, most wives wouldn't do that. Oh, you can when you're divorced.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay. Yeah. That's not smart right now.
All my secrets revealed.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Let's get the dirty laundry in. Brought to you by Brigham Health, 644 LBX.
Okay, I'm going to talk about Madonna getting sued. And I'll briefly remind everybody what those swag bags consist of. But first, I want to talk about Jessica Simpson and her new book, Open Book. It is an open book.
Are you reading Open Book?
No, I'm reading excerpts. That's like the sports highlights. I don't buy autobiographies by celebrities because anything that's good is going to be in the Daily Mail anyway.
All the juice. Yeah.
So I'm doing everyone, not Jessica Simpson, but everyone else a favor by getting to the good stuff.
She's doing fine.
Yeah, she is fine. Okay, so one of the things she talked about is that she went back to John Mayer 9 times. They had this very tumultuous relationship. And then she deleted his number after his comments in Playboy.
Remind us what he said about her.
She was sexual napalm.
Yeah, I knew that. I just wanted you to say it.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
No, you don't forget that.
I still feel like I would not be upset. But whatever.
I don't think you should be.
It would be embarrassing, but I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
So she said that the relationship was very complex. But here's the other thing. She talked about... Now, this is bizarro to me. When she was filming Dukes of Hazzard, she played Daisy Duke. She looked fabulous. Mm. And Johnny Knoxville played one of the Duke brothers. Now, Johnny Knoxville...
Luke, whoever the brown-haired guy was.
yeah, Johnny Knoxville is what is it? What the
There's
stupid
Luke
prince?
Duke or
Jackass. No. What was his what?
Oh,
Jackass.
Yeah. So anyway, kind of a gross dude. Like, you know, I don't know, but apparently
anyway, she liked him.
She was married to Nick Lachey. He was married to his wife, but they had a really an emotional affair on the set of that movie, Dukes of Hazzard. Mm-hmm. She described it in the book as they were like prison pen pals. I'm like,
wow.
That's
no
an interesting metaphor. But anyway,
No napalm.
Ah. They just felt like they wanted to be, you know, faithful to their spouses physically, but emotionally they really had something going on. They never hooked up. Nick Lachey also, she claims, was kind of mean to her when they would get into fights. He would get into fights and he would leave and not call her for weekends. He'd go to strip clubs and things like that.
Okay.
I know, right?
Wow.
Meanwhile, I had a friend who hooked up with Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, well, gee, yes. Don't bury the lead.
Yeah, I did.
And what'd they say?
Not bad.
Okay.
I was like one of those things, like, why would you ever do that? Now that Jessica Simpson wanted to, I feel like she, I don't know, has a legit story on her hands.
Okay.
All right, Madonna.
Okay.
Madonna.
Mm. Yep.
She's sued again over her concert's late start. She's been canceling concerts all over the place.
Yeah.
And then when she does show up, she shows up 3 hours late.
And
there was a concert.
She calls you an idiot, basically.
Yes. It's
She's
just,
not nice at concerts.
You know what? I have to say that. She isn't nice at concerts. I've been to her concert.
The
last one I went to, she was just getting a divorce from Guy Ritchie, so she was grumpy.
Oh, yeah.
But she just
shows
was
up
nasty.
Late, treats you like white, you know.
Yeah,
like
you're so lucky
her.
To have me.
Right.
And so now they've had it, and
now,
these two guys
know
are seeing Live
do
Nation.
That?
Who?
Your boy, Barry.
Barry Manilow.
No, he makes you feel warm.
No, what's really
and
great
he starts
about
early.
Barry Manilow is he's like the booby crowd.
Yeah.
He's like, 5:30, we're on. You can make it home by 7:30. Have a good night. I love that man. I love him more than anything. So anyway, that.
<That's> great.
Oh, and finally, the gift swag bags for the Oscars, which, by the way, Oscars is Sunday night. $215,000 worth of swag for already rich people.
Just ridiculous.
Including a $78,000 cruise.
Now, why do they do that? I mean, they're going to show up,
well,
right?
You know what it's about? It's about marketing. And so if somebody like Viola Davis gets, you know, a cruise, which she did, and then tweets about it or Instagrams,
they get the name out.
Yeah, so that's worth tons
of
advertising.
Now I'm going to book a $78,000 cruise just from hearing about it.
There you go. Okay. Well, thank you, LBF. That's a first
There's like some bath bombs worth $24.99 in there.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Okay, Tuesday. So that means it's True Confession Tuesday. So can we all agree, watching Jimmy G Sunday, he looked great for 3.5 quarters. Then he kind of choked it up a little bit.
Yep.
At the end, he just couldn't get the ball. One first down, I think, and the 49ers would have they would have won. That's just my take.
Oh, it's a lot of people's take.
Yeah, just one. So he choked. Let's be honest.
Yes.
And the whole team choked. So it got us to thinking, what was that one time you choked in your life? Okay?
Blew it. Just
blew
like
it.
Completely blew it.
When did you blow it?
And
all
you
right?
still think about it to this day.
I blew it. I'll tell you a real quick story. I blew it in high school when I was the announcer for the basketball games. My first time out. I thought I was really good, and I had this down, but I didn't write the name of the players down. It was screwed up. So there I am, you know. And now you're starting five. And
oh no!
Everybody's like,
no,
number
Johnny.
Two.
It was so bad. It was so bad. The ref looked at me and said, "National anthem."
Okay. Oh my
and
god!
I never forgot
your debut.
It. My debut was horrendous. I don't even know why I'm in this business. But anyway, that was the time I blew it. How about you? 888-410-1057. True confession. If you have one, you can tell us that time you blew it. LBF, you'll share if you've ever blown anything.
I have.
Yeah,
yes.
This time you blew it. Okay,
yeah, I did
good.
That.
Can't
I
wait
choked.
To hear that you choked. We'll go with choked instead. Do you want? Should we? I'm gonna hit a button right here. Okay.
Press the button.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. More hits. More variety. 80s and more. 1057 WROR. True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, we kind of agree. Jimmy G had his moment in the spotlight just when, you know, all he had to do was just get a first down or two. He could have been at Disney.
Yeah.
Right? Super Bowl champion. But he choked. The whole team choked.
So it happens.
It does happen. So I shared my high school, you know.
Disaster.
Announcing. It wasn't ready. Didn't have the team's name. I did the basketball announcing. And now you're starting five. I don't have the starting five. I've never forgotten it.
Yes.
So what was your moment that you choked?
I'm trying to think of it. I think what happened was my job interview where I ended up singing. And it wasn't for a cabaret job.
Uh-huh.
Because I went in, it was like right out of college, and I went into it was a publishing house, very buttoned up.
Why did you sing?
Because I was talking about how I really wanted the job, and then I'm like, it reminds me of that scene in Chorus Line where he sings, I really need this job, which I started to sing.
I really need
this job. Please, God, I need this job. I hope I get this job.
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a woman.
I would have loved it.
It was very enthusiastic and... very out of the box, which I don't think that this particular publishing house was looking for.
Very desperate.
Yes,
that's the word you're looking for, and a little desperate.
Yeah.
And when I look back, no. And it was set up.
They talked about it for years at that place, I bet.
Right.
I was very earnest back in the day.
Well, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I think about it to this day, and I'm like, whoa.
All right. Speaking of singing, Celeste is on the phone. She has the moment where she choked. Singing as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did. I was about 20 years ago performing for a Beethoven Club recital, and I was singing opera, and it was the finale, the last note, literally choked. And then I ended up trying it again. I said, I'm going to do that again. Choked again.
Oh.
Third time was the charm, but it was pretty bad. I sounded very loud.
Were there a lot of people in the audience watching?
Probably about 200 people.
That's a lot.
Oh my God.
What'd you do? You choked.
I just choked, and I said, I'm going to do the whole ending for you again. I did it again, choked again. And I just looked at them all, and I said, I can do this.
Wow.
And then the third time, I did it again.
Well, that's actually a really nice story. It's like you got up, and you didn't just walk off and cry.
I did.
But, man, some of those people are pretty snobby in the audience. But I was like, I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beethoven's what?
Beethoven Club.
Oh,
don't you know?
Oh, it's a Beethoven Club. One of these clubs that people belong to who still do recital work, and they perform for each other.
Oh, my God.
It was a long time ago.
Lots of caviar, I'm sure. Well, all the upper crust.
No, it's pretty much fruit punch and monkey bread. I mean, it was no big deal.
Fruit punch and monkey bread. All right, well, thank you for sharing.
Have a great day.
Fruit punch and monkey bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like post church stuff.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
But you met a Beethoven Club? Wow.
Well, yeah.
One club we will
Schroeder
not be invited
would belong to.
To
that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll take a few more calls. It is True Confession Tuesday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, so you knew you blew it when, Sue?
I was doing my first presentation in Massachusetts for the New York people. And during the presentation, the presentation was on an adhesive that I developed for the apparel industry.
Oh, okay.
A what?
And, a t-shirt.
So I started to do my presentation. And as I'd done my presentation, I turn around to present it to the other half of the group. And I projectile vomited all over them.
No.
Wow.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Did you feel something coming? Or is it?
Not at all.
Wow.
Not at all.
Just projectile.
Spontaneous puke.
Oh.
Whoa.
Was the t-shirt
absorbent?
Yeah.
They were all wearing them home. I can tell you that.
So it just went all over everything. How do you get out of
that? Everyone. Well, I just looked and went, oh, my God. What could I say?
Did you continue on, or was it like, that's a wrap?
No, they all left.
Okay. What a surprise.
They all left. What was the T-shirt? What was the presentation?
Well, it was how to design your own T-shirt, and I made the adhesive glue that adhered to the T-shirt.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Boy, you had a different kind
You're probably sniffing too much of that glue.
Wow, that is...
Well, no, I did find out 2 weeks later that I was pregnant, and I had projectile vomiting through the whole pregnancy.
Oh, my God. All right. Wow. Well,
you
must have
been fun to be around for 9 months.
All right.
So they didn't come back until I had the baby.
No, oh, yes, my God. That's so funny.
I hope you recovered nicely.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Well, it just seems like we have to give you a T-shirt.
It's it all is all coming together.
Yeah. Ours isn't adhesive. Okay?
Yeah, and it won't make you puke.
Yeah, that is funny. It's a nightmare. You've never forgotten it. All right, Sue, great story. Great confession. All right, stick around. We're going to give you a patented blue WROR 80s and more T-shirt. Okay?
No puke.
Don't puke.
Thank you.
Hang on.
Oh, my God.
For 9 months, you would just projectile vomit.
Yeah, there's a name for it. Kate Middleton had it, and so did Amy Schumer.
It's just it's unexpected. You're walking, and all of a sudden, there it is.
You're just puking.
Oh, that's terrible.
Really,
oh, God.
Really here he goes.
Bad.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Sue enjoyed that T-shirt. All right. LBF coming up. Dirty Laundry in 10.
Oh, a case of mistaken identity is what caused all those rumors this weekend about Tom Brady going to the Titans.
Oh, yeah. Mistaken identity.
Yeah.
All right, we've moved out of the mansion. We'll talk about that. Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Brigham Health. LBF, what's going on?
Guess how many people watched the Super Bowl, but don't do it yet. I'm going to get to it. A favorite Broadway musical coming to the big screen. Sad news from Shannen Doherty, but first, about that rumor with Gisele Bündchen. You know, everyone's like, oh, she's looking at schools down in Tennessee. What's that mean? It's Tom Brady moving and going to Tennessee. Mm. Well, it was a case of mistaken identity. Never trust a boarding school kid.
What?
Yeah. If the 80s movies taught you anything.
Yeah. So it wasn't Gisele?
No. So it was at Montgomery Bell Academy in Nashville. And the rumor was started when a student was told he couldn't meet with the administrative director, the admissions director, because that person was meeting with a Hall of Famer. And then they saw a tall blonde roaming around the school. Which I guess is rare, that particular one. It's a boys' school. And it was actually Lynn Hutchinson, wife of Titans linebacker, OL. What's that stand for?
Offensive linebacker. Yeah.
Steve.
Oh.
Steve Hutchinson. He just...
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, he just was named a Hall of Famer last week.
That's throwback.
Isn't it?
Well, hey, speaking of Gisele, that picture that... That Tom was on Instagram with last week. That
yeah, how he spent
that
his
you
Sunday.
Texted to.
I didn't text it.
Who
to you.
Texted Brian?
Brian Bell did.
That was me.
Oh,
it was in his
Gisele
Insta story
wearing?
Yesterday.
She was wearing negligee.
Underwear, Bob.
Is that underwear?
That's yes. That's
wow. So he's sending out pictures of his wife.
It's not Costco underwear. Let me tell you.
No, that was not. It was not lingerie either. No.
Yeah, wow. That caught your eye, huh?
Well, Brian texted to us. I wasn't looking for it.
Just Tom's Insta story yesterday. He put up a picture of Gisele standing in like a probably looked like she was on location in a trailer, and she had her stuff on, and said, "This is how Gisele, you know, Super Bowl Sundays."
Yeah,
I'm like, wow.
And Tom's emojis were all hard eyes and.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess that makes him feel better when you're not playing in the game.
Yeah, that's a good consolation prize.
I think he won Sunday.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
He won Sunday. Super sad news about Shannen Doherty from Beverly Hills 90210 and the 210 and the reboot. She's she was on GMA this morning. I just got this news.
Yeah.
Her cancer has returned. She has stage 4 cancer, so she's going through.
What type?
It was breast cancer.
Okay.
And then she had battled that like a couple of years ago. I follow her on Instagram. And she's kind of a, like, I know she was kind of had this reputation of being mean, but she's really like a kind of delightful person. And I just think it's super sad, especially like Luke Perry died
she grew
last
up.
Year.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's just, I hope everything works out well for her. I want to mention that Hamilton the musical is going to be on the big screen. It's October of 2021, but the original cast of the Broadway musical Hamilton is, so everyone's going to be able to see it, which is so exciting because you know you have that friend Rhoda, I'm talking to you. I saw Reginald. I saw it with Lin-Manuel. Oh, yeah.
Rhoda.
And you're like, oh, I wish I'd done it. She's just smarter
Rhoda,
than I am.
Morgan Stern?
No.
You don't call
her?
Her
name's Rhonda, but we call her Rhoda.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that nice?
Rhoda Morgan Stern. Remember her?
And finally, how many people do you think watched the Super Bowl?
I think it was pretty big, right? It had to be 80, 90 million?
Nope.
More?
More or less. Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. 102 million.
102.
102.
Wow.
Total
that's like
viewers.
One, that's a third of the country watching it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. What were the other two-thirds doing?
I'll probably watch them Bravo.
Yeah. Below deck?
Okay. Yeah. So that's all amazing. Right. Like, and
that's
by the
huge.
Way, I want to just say about J-Lo's performance. People need to calm down. It was a great performance. Who mm-hmm. cares if there was a poll in there? It was like a total nod to being awesome and, you know, the Latin community. And it was just great. I loved it. I loved her daughter. I loved mm-hmm. everything. It was mm-hmm. a celebration. Everyone's very, very
some people
split
are uptight
that.
About it.
Very.
That it was a bit of a maybe yeah. overreach.
Yeah.
You know,
Adam Levine takes his shirt off. Everybody's fine with it. But,
yeah.
you know.
But J-Lo, you know.
Come on.
Not to mention Janet
I'm still
Jackson.
Contemplating maybe starting to do sit-ups. She's an inspiration, that one.
Yes, that would be.
Maybe take some pole dancing class.
Yeah. Oh.
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 You're welcome,
funny.
Dave.
Oh, yeah. Why is Lauren's leg broken? Well.
Come on, you already have a bar in your house.
Right. I just need a pole. You're
it's
right.
One pole away.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
All right. Joining us this morning. From Smithfield, Rhode Island, is Stephen Mazurek. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. So you home?
I am, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Anybody there to help you?
Put a show on for the kids, gave them some breakfast, and locked myself in the other room so they wouldn't bother me.
Sounds like my afternoons.
I think that means you got about 60 seconds, so we'll see if we can jump to it. All right, you know how it works, Steve. You get all 10 correct, and we'll give you $1,000. All right, now... If you're not sure, be quick. Say pass, and we have time. We'll get right back to it, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Here we go.
What band sings We Will Rock You?
Queen.
Jessica Simpson played this role in Dukes of Hazzard.
Daisy Duke.
What is the name of the virus that originated out of Wuhan, China?
Coronavirus.
What was J-Lo's flag made out of during the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, it was a coat.
What's it made out of?
Oh, feathers.
This snack from the 90s just announced its comeback this week.
Dunkaroos.
What Broadway musical is hitting the big screen in October of 2021?
Hamilton.
What French word for sled is given to a Winter Olympic event?
Oh, toboggan. Bobsled, toboggan. I don't know. Pass.
What duo explored the Pacific Northwest during the early 1800s?
Pass.
What model car did Thelma and Louise drive?
Chevy.
What is okophobia the fear of?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Steve, you were rolling for a while.
You really were.
You were rolling, man. You got the first six right, and then after that. Here's what you missed, though.
Okay, the French word for sled, luge.
Luge.
The duo that explored the Pacific Northwest during the early 1800s, Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis and
Dick Clark.
Dick Clark. Yeah.
Really?
Lewis and Clark. You didn't know that?
Okay. Thelma and Louise drove a Ford Thunderbird.
Yeah.
Jesus. I cannot take you
I'm
to
sorry.
Anywhere.
Sorry. Last
one we got in at the buzzer. What is okophobia, the fear of? Riding in vehicles.
Yeah.
Off of a cliff.
Oh,
yes, that was a hard one.
But not bad. But
it's
I get
a lot
it, though.
Easier in the car, I'll tell you.
Yes, and then, but you did really well in the beginning.
You were rolling. You got the first six right. We thought we almost had a $1,000 winner. Hey, but you know what? As we say, nobody leaves here empty-handed. Steve, could you and your wife use a night out?
We definitely could.
Well, you're going to love this. We have two tickets to True TVs and Practical Jokers. It's the Scoopski Potatoes Tour, which is hilarious. It's going to be the Xfinity Center Sunday, July 12th, okay?
Sounds great. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
They're a blast. Tickets on sale at LiveNation.com. Thank you, Stephen. Now, for the rest of you, if folks who want to play, just go to WROR.com. Sign up there. We'll call you. And you're shot at $1,000. But also, you can play the home version of the game anytime.
Yeah, just go to WROR.com, and you can play. And it's multiple choice. Take it, share it. Prove to your friends you're the super smart, mm-hmm. or Or not.
No, it's a lot of fun, and LBF does a good job with that. Every day, just go to WROR.com if you want to see how you would fare, as they say. Thank you, Stephen. All right, 80s and more, 105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
That was Paul McCartney, of course. He was at the Super Bowl Sunday. He's got to be one of the top people to meet because all the celebrities were flocking around.
Yeah.
Paul, I saw him with Dr. Oz. Those two together. He probably had medical questions like everybody else.
Does this look bad?
Well, see, next time we talk to Dr. Oz, we'll have to ask him.
Okay.
What did Paul McCartney want to know?
Yeah, what did you have to look at?
Yeah. All right, what's coming up? What's cool?
Hey, no wonder I clicked on this story. How to become someone who actually loves hitting the gym. Five easy steps.
Oh, that's good. All five? All right. Can't wait. Brian Bell.
All right, I've got a guy who hacked the old Google Maps. In an ingenious way, kind of messed up traffic a little bit for everybody, but not really.
Yeah, we don't like this guy. We don't like this guy.
I kind of like it.
All right, so if you haven't had this delicious, low-calorie food dessert, you are going to be so
like
pumped.
A sorority girl.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I have the best hack ever.
Okay, well, I'll explain. Wifey, right, has had this little thing in the fridge, and I didn't know what it was. But I discovered it. Now it's mine, too.
Now listen if you promise to stop saying wifey.
Oh, you don't like him. Okay. All right. The missus. Is that better?
What
do you prefer?
Just her name.
Just Carolyn?
Yeah.
Well, then our listeners might not know who Carolyn is.
My wife.
Oh, but no. Okay, my wife told me. It's not as exciting.
It's not.
Stick around. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. How to become someone who actually loves hitting the gym. I can't, but I'm going to try it. Okay, first of all, you have to pick one thing and get really good at it.
Okay.
And it's not about stealing the pizza
that
Planet Fitness has on Saturdays.
Was it Saturdays? I never see it. Okay.
Okay, wear clothes that make you feel good. That's important. You go buy yourself a new outfit. A new outfit always makes everything better.
Okay. All right.
Walk in with a plan. Know what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, and when you're going to leave. I love that. In fact, when you're going to leave is the most important part of this plan.
No, it is not.
Yes.
You give 1 hour.
No, but you like say, all right, say you want to do half an hour. And just be like, I'm going to do this, and then when that, then I'm going to go. I'm going to accomplish these three things or whatever.
Okay.
Or one.
Yeah.
Don't go during a high traffic time because it's intimidating and scary.
Right.
And sign up for a group fitness class. No way. That's scary.
No, it's great.
And remember, most importantly,
remember,
you belong there. So, like, say that to yourself. I belong here.
I belong here.
I'm not Josie Grossi. I'm not Josie Grossi anymore.
Yeah. who's that?
Josie Grossi. It's from a movie.
I don't know Josie.
Oh, Grossi. Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore. Put it on your list.
Oh, it's on the list.
Watch it today instead of going to the gym.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's what I'll do.
Josie Grossi. Okay, Brian Bell, what do you got?
All right. Well, you know, you use your apps for everything. You use the Google Maps or the Waze to get places.
Yeah.
Well, this guy in Germany, he did this right in Berlin, Germany, in front of the Google headquarters. He wanted to mess with Google Maps because Google Maps, it uses, you know, when you're using it, it uses like the speed of your phone and it kind of tracks you to generate some of the traffic data.
No idea that happened.
Oh, yeah.
So this guy, Simon Weckert, he decided he was going to mess with them. So what he did is he got 90 cell phones, opened up Google Maps on all of them, put them all in a little red wagon and walked down the street with the wagon. So
what a jerk.
What happened was Google Maps showed a bad traffic jam right in front of Google headquarters in Berlin and rerouted people, you know, if you had directions.
Oh,
so
you're kidding me. That's
in
so
his little
mean.
Red wagon.
He caused a virtual traffic jam.
Do we know how he got 90 cell phones on and in the red cart?
I don't know.
He's probably a tech guy who has them like lying around.
Yeah,
Simon.
You got to turn
maybe
90.
A
lot of phones.
It's probably a group prank where you got people in the office.
Like, okay,
give me a phone.
Guys, here's what we're going to do. Everybody put your phones in.
Give me a phone.
That's
minutes.
A really good group prank, though.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty funny. So there you go.
Okay, so the last cool thing. No, it's not Cool Whip, but it's close. Have you had Hershey's milk chocolate dairy whipped cream out of the can yet?
No.
Once you have it, you will be in chocolate bliss. So I've seen this in the fridge the past few months, but I don't know how to use it. Or why would I use it?
What do I do with chocolate?
I thought it was something we wasn't supposed to touch. That, along with Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Dairy Whipped Cream.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It tastes like chocolate mousse, and then you add the peanut butter. It's like chocolate peanut butter mousse. And
that's
people are going so far as to putting it in cups and freezing it, maybe with some walnuts or almonds, and it becomes a delicious frozen treat. Okay.
Wow.
Laugh now, eat later.
No,
okay?
That's actually really, really good.
It's delicious.
I'm going to be hiding this from me,
wifey. You've been hiding this.
Well, has she been hiding it?
No, it's been in plain sight.
Yeah, so
I just didn't think it was.
You weren't curious enough.
She didn't share the whole.
That's
experience.
Really good.
Yeah, so I'm going to try that.
My problem is I would want to put Reese's peanut butter cups in the whipped cream,
well,
and that defeats its own purpose.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
There goes
that
low cal part.
Then you go to the gym. Your five checkpoints.
I belong here. I belong here.
Squirt.
Yeah.
Is that water?
Perfect spot to put my little. It's not for water. It's for my Hershey's whipped cream.
There we go.
Oh my
okay.
God.
We're not going to get gym tips anymore, okay?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
We cool?
We're cool.
We're cool. 38 now. All right. So one of the producer guys was listening to the Hershey's Cool Whip that I was talking about
a few minutes ago. Yeah, your 50-calorie ice cream hack.
Well, it's 10 calories.
Oh, but you want to make it big.
Yeah. He said his mouth was salivating.
Nice.
I said, I hear you, buddy. It's really good. Yeah. That in the Reese's peanut butter, whatever, Cool Whip can.
Yeah.
Spray.
Spray, yeah.
So what's your little secret food that no one else knows about?
Like very few calories, like the one point on Weight Watchers.
Yeah, what do you got?
My friend and I used to do the one point hot dog, which we'd take a fat-free hot dog, Oscar Mayer fat-free hot dog, and then wrap it in a piece of light bread, white bread, and then roll it in a paper towel, put it in the microwave for 20 seconds, and then douse it with ketchup and mustard. And it was one point.
That can't be one point.
Well, it was back in the day.
A fat-free hot dog.
I mean, salt made you just everything in that was terrible.
And you rolled it in Wonder Bread.
Yep. But it was like a light Wonder Bread, so it was only 40 calories.
And how long did you microwave it?
20 seconds.
They'll explode.
Not really. Just get to that puffy stage.
Yes. Right? Puffy.
Which was the problem in the first case.
These are good.
Yeah, that reminds me of the time when my mother switched to eating nothing but salads.
Yes.
And I talked to her, so what are you having, Ma? She's like, well, I got this great recipe. It's a ramen noodle salad. You take two packages of ramen noodles. I'm like, Ma, no, that's not salad.
Coleslaw salad.
That's not salad.
Can you imagine her face?
It's just not.
The salt alone.
It's
she
like
just
drinking
blew
the
up.
Ocean.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
It's like just blew up. Anyway, so I'll try that.
I find that you are... hack is probably better.
I think you'll, yes. it's dessert for yours.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
The same, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I know what I'm having for lunch.
Yeah, the hot dog. You're going to go for it?
And the ready whip.
There you have it. You're good to go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
So what day did we talk to Kim? Was it Thursday?
Yeah.
With the Reiki? Reiki. That's Reiki. How you pronounce it. I always have a hard time with that.
Me too.
So she did Reiki, did it on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And it felt great for a few days until yesterday, overexertion at the gym. That's going to happen.
Really?
That's going to happen.
You're doing it wrong.
Well, you know,
you're going to the gym.
That's what it was. But anyway, so she's on the phone. So it's, my shoulder's fine, Kim. Thank you so much. What's going on?
I was really calling to see how LBF made out with her daughter Lucy and the whole spirit thing.
How's Phoebes?
Lucy's still talking about her. We really haven't had a discussion yet with the ghost because I've just been like, it hasn't, actually, last night was the first time I noticed. I was like, okay, we got to really have this conversation. So by the weekend.
What do you mean? What happened?
She just started talking to her again.
Oh.
Like,
you keep putting this
all right.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. LBF, remember, because your daughter is 16 and she's very intuitive right now.
Yeah, I know.
So
I know.
It's important to, you know, either foster it or figure out a way for her to just be okay with it.
Yeah.
Or feed Phoebe.
Or feed Phoebe.
I'll let you know. Just smudge the house. I'll just come down and smudge the house.
Just smudge it.
All right. Okay.
You need a smudge.
I need a smudge. I do have some smudging stuff in the house, actually.
Oh, well, who
doesn't? Definitely smudge the house, then. That will help.
But I'll shoot you an email and let you know how it goes. I'm a little, like, wary.
Yeah. Lucy's very intuitive. She always knows when LBF needs a drink.
Yes, exactly. Mommy needs wine.
Kim, did any of your friends hear you on the radio that day, or family?
When I left your studio, my phone was blowing up.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
Text messages, Facebook messages.
That's awesome.
Instagram messages, lots of emails. I pretty much booked for the month of February.
That's awesome.
People listen.
I'm so glad, yes.
Thank you very much.
And now, did they ask you what kind? If we were nice?
No one ever actually asked about you guys. Sorry.
It's always about Bob.
Yeah, I was hoping they would say.
He's a guy.
Are they as nice as they sound?
See, so next time Bob asks you, you say, yeah, they all didn't. I said, they were the nicest people.
Yes.
That's
what we want to hear.
I did tell everybody on Facebook that you guys are great, that you guys are awesome.
Because you are. Oh. All right, because you told them. All right, good. That's what it is. That's nice.
I told them. Yeah, I'm like, it was a blast. Because everyone's like, I heard you on the radio. Can I come in? Why can I get a session?
That's nice. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Great.
Yeah.
Radio works.
Really? Yes, very, very surprised and overwhelmed and honored and grateful.
You're sweet. All right, we got to go, Kim. Stay in touch.
Yeah, I'll email you.
You can smudge LBF. That'll be fun.
All right, talk to you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Kim.
Bye.
I'll be in touch. Good for her.
Smudge you later.
Yeah. All booked up.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, she was good.
A lot of people said to me. Yeah. That they wanted to try Reiki after listening to Kim. Yes.
So what we're going to do, because it was fun hanging out with her Thursday. So this Thursday and just moving forward, we're going to look for interesting people, like Kim, or people who had some interesting life experiences that we can just talk about.
Yeah.
So, for instance, we were in the studio talking about what could our next Thursday be, or this Thursday, and you're kind of fascinated with the whole J-Lo thing.
Well, yeah, after that Super Bowl halftime show and watching Hustlers, I want to talk to somebody who is a pole dancer or a stripper, and I need some questions.
Are you good with that,
questions,
Brian?
To be answered.
Huh? All right.
Yeah, if you have to, we will.
I'll install
the pole.
I just have some questions, especially after watching Hustlers.
You would like someone who's done that pole dancing to give us a call or go to our Facebook page and message us.
It could be a former pole dancer. It could be somebody who's currently employed in the Providence, Rhode Island area.
Really specific.
I mean, just no judgment. Okay. Just want to ask some questions.
All right. So we're going to go Facebook Live, Brian. You want to do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's do Facebook Live, and we'll just kind of send out some of our other ideas. So for this Thursday, maybe there's someone who's done pole dancing on a... I've got some interesting ideas, too, we could
share. Do you?
I do. Well, some kind of stuff.
But yet the pole dancing intrigued you most of all.
Well, that's a start. We can do that.
Well, that's what you wanted to do. We're just trying to be helpful.
Yeah,
we're trying to be supportive of your ideas.
Our Facebook page, give us a like, by the way, is 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.